Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? We've got Allison here today for Am I Wrong. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Great.
Hi.
Great. What's going
Good.
On?
I just wanted to ask, am I wrong?
Uh-huh.
I've been having some trouble with an ex. We broke up 6 months ago, and we have been dating for like 2.5, almost 3 years.
Uh-oh, what's the problem?
Well, so I have my dog, right? And I've had him for like 5 years.
Okay.
And he's my dog, and he's always been my dog. And my ex, you know, we were dating for 2.5 years, right? So he lived with me, and we bonded, and he bonded with my dog and everything.
Yeah.
Helped me take care of him for a while. But he's, again, my dog. And we've been broken up for 6 months now, and my ex wants to, like, come over and have play dates with my dog and still hang out and still be close. And it's
He wants to have play dates with your dog?
Yeah, like, he wants to still have a relationship with my pet, and it's super awkward for me, and I don't want them to keep bonding if we're not going to be together. You know
right.
what I mean? The guy broke up with me.
He broke up with you?
Yeah, so it doesn't make sense for him to still want to be in my life.
Did you guys live together, or did you just, like, bring the dog to his house? I mean, how close was
it? No, yeah, like, we moved in together after a year, so we lived together for a long time.
Oh, wow.
But this was your dog before you met him?
Yeah, I got my dog, like, 3 years before I met him.
Oh, what a freak.
And is he, like, trying to take the dog, like, to his house and stuff and, like, hang out with it and bring it to a dog park and stuff?
He wants to take him to a dog park. He's always like, can I just take him out for a run? Like, can we just hang out? I'll bring him back, I promise. And that's like, I'm like, are you going to steal my dog? Like, no.
Okay, all right. What's
Zero. Yeah.
Yeah, what's his dude's name?
I don't blame you.
His name is James.
All right, let's call James here and find out why he's freaking up on your dog.
Hello?
James?
This is James.
James, hi, how are you? My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, James.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, okay. The radio?
That's the one.
That's right.
That's the one.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, we also have your ex, Allison, on the phone. And
hi.
She was explaining to us the situation with her dog, how you keep wanting to have a relationship with it, even though you guys are broken up.
Well, that's because it's kind of my dog, too.
Oh, my God, no, it's not.
I helped raise that dog. We live together. I feel like, you know, I help pay for food. I walked that dog constantly. I snuggled right. that dog slept with us. I mean,
didn't
I,
she know, have the dog before also- you... Didn't she have the dog before you started dating, though?
Sure, but, I mean...
Like, yeah.
If we're talking about raising the dog, I got him as a puppy 3 years before I met you, so you didn't raise him.
Yeah.
Like...
right.
Okay, it still taught that dog tricks and very much felt...
Yeah.
I mean, I still feel like it. We have a great connection.
So you were there during the formative years of the dog's life is what you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, right, but that's normal in a relationship, and now that the relationship's over, it doesn't make sense to try to continue to be in my life by being in his life.
Right. And also, like, it's kind of hard on her if you're the one who broke up with her and you keep coming around. That's not very nice.
What kind of dog are we talking about here?
he's a mix. He's like a half, like, half Jack Russell, half, like, I don't really know. They never told me.
Oh.
Okay.
Half Jack, okay.
He's medium. He's cute.
Yeah. James, how often do you want to see this dog?
I mean, I just want to come by, like, maybe once or twice a week and just, like, hang to the dog park and, you know, just make sure I'm still around. But, I mean, dogs and humans have an emotional connection to each other.
No, I know. We know,
act
Megan.
Like there's not one there, and to just separate from this dog's life is kind of horrible on both ends.
you feel like this dog, you know, you have an emotional connection and you just want like visitation.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Even though she had the dog before you guys dated.
Yeah.
340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Angie.
Hey, Angie, what'd you want to say?
Well, I wanted to comment on James and his crazy dog fetish. Well, my ex and I raised his dog together because he got her at 4 weeks old. And yeah. I started dating him like when she was 6 weeks old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we dated for 2 years. I don't see her every day. I don't see her ever since we broke up.
Right.
That's not my dog. It's his dog. And I have to respect that. So I do not ask. I do not question.
Right.
I don't go over there and see her. And he needs to know that, too. He needs to realize that's not his dog. He didn't pay for anything for that dog. He did not.
Well, he claims he paid for some food and expenses,
yeah,
and he
and
taught
like
the dog
bills.
Tricks and stuff. I mean, he did invest
in
the
same thing with my ex, and I still don't own that dog.
Yeah, it just comes to a point where, like, first of all, you're making it hard on each other if you're seeing each other for the dog. You know, you're making it hard on the dog because it's confusing. It's just it's not worth it.
All right.
It's not a child. It doesn't have shared custody.
Right.
No, yeah, and you don't want to confuse a dog because then it'll just have, like, emotional issues and wind up doing drugs and stuff. And... Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what happened with Cooper.
It'll have to be in therapy. Liz from the South Side. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well. How are you today?
We're doing well, too. What do you want to say, Liz?
I think it's creepy. I mean, if we were talking about a child here, which dogs are like kids to people, he would not be insisting on visitation to a child that is not his. It's not his dog.
But, I mean, that's not true. I know, like, people that have adopted children or been, you know, kind of the, you know, like, yeah. lived with somebody who had kids and gotten close to the kids. They still want to see the kids from time to time.
From time to time, but not twice a week, every week, after breaking up, like, breaking someone's heart and then saying, no, I still need to be in your life. That's creepy.
Yeah, well, it's also a selfish move, too, because you broke this girl's heart. You moved out of her house, and now you're still trying to come around to see her dog? I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
It's selfish.
You can't.
Creepy.
Selfish and creepy. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. By the way, that was also almost the name of our show.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't.
The Big 8 Morning Mess with Selfish and Creepy. And Megan.
Hey,
Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right.
Hey,
I just hopped in the car. I was heading out to my mom's, and I heard the tail end of the Am I Wrong?
Oh, tail end. I get it, because dogs have tails.
What was that?
No, never mind. What do you want to say? What's your opinion of the Am I Wrong?
I would totally say, from what I heard, with only wanting to see the dog once a week, I would say at least let that happen, because it's not too far apart from separation anxiety or anything for the dog.
You're saying let him see the dog?
Yes.
Even though it's not his?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a better person than anyone else who's called.
Any man that wants to step up to see anything, whether it be a child, dog, animal, you know, that's not his. Let him see him.
All right. Hey, okay. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. She sets the bar really low in her
She was sleeping.
Well, I mean, our show tends to put people to... It has that effect on a lot of folks.
Yeah.
340-9595. Dina from Mandarin. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well as well. Thanks. Thanks for asking. Dina, what do you want to say?
I want to say that it's a dog, not a child, and grow up and buy your own damn dog.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
That is. I mean, that's the blunt way to say what everyone's thinking.
And he's a selfish. She's being a selfish idiot.
Yeah.
Being a selfish idiot. Yeah. I mean, but a lot of people, they think that their dogs are like kids. Megan.
Well, I know, but I'm just putting myself in the situation. So, like, if my boyfriend broke up with me, I paid for my dog. He was my dog. I bought him. I know we kind of raised him together, but he's still my dog. So if my boyfriend broke up with me and moved out, I wouldn't let him see the dog anymore.
First of all, Megan, I think we mean when your boyfriend breaks up with you and moves
out. He's not going to break up with me, Mark.
Second of all,
rude.
Your dog does, I mean, he does a lot for your dog.
Yeah, but he's still my dog. So
dog. Get therapy. I mean, come on. Get a therapist. Something's wrong with you. You just are selfish. Get help. Something's wrong.
All right. Okay.
Is she talking to me?
Megan, you heard her. Get help.
You're good, dear. You're good.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm like, I didn't do it.
Megan almost.
I didn't do anything.
Why do I need therapy? Jeff.
Yes.
Hey, you're in a similar situation here.
Well, I've been sharing custody of four dogs with an ex-girlfriend for several years now. And I think the bottom line is, it's just like children of divorce. The guiding principle should be what's best for the dog. And in our case, probably the deciding factor was I work out of my house. So I'm in and out during the day. She would have been gone all day.
Yeah.
And while I'm at it, if I can put in a plug to everybody, get your dog a dog. I think back as a child, we always had one dog at a time. These beloved animals, I think of the hours and hours they spent all alone.
Man, that is true.
If she was working 12 hours a day and the dog's locked up in an apartment and he, you know, works out of his house to take the dog here and there, there's no doubt legally, I happen to be a lawyer, legally, you know, that's her dog. But the guiding principle should just be what's best for the dog.
What's best for the dog?
God.
All right.
So basically, I need to get another dog for my dog.
I had one dog, and the thing was nuts. And every time I came home, it freaked out. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I should. You think, because he had a sister. And they asked me, they go, oh, why don't you take both puppies? And
yeah.
I go, are you crazy? It would have been way better. It would have been
easier.
Way easier.
Yeah, I know.
It's not twice the trouble, but for one, it's 10 times the entertainment value of having a dog.
Yeah, no, you're right, Jeff.
And you won't feel as guilty while you're gone, you know, out for the evening or, you know, at work all day or something. So,
well, Megan's not at work all day.
No, yeah. I know. That's why I never got one.
And
I'm
she
pretty
never
much
feels
home with him all day.
She never feels guilty going out either. Hey,
I'll say also, no human can provide the sort of companionship for a dog that another dog can.
That's
they will
right.
do things with each other that I don't want to do, and if I did, I'd get arrested. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks.
Well, now.
Well, you're a lawyer. You would know. So, hey, thanks. Dina from Ponte Vedra. Good morning. How are you?
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning,
hi.
Dina. What do you want to say?
I don't think he's trying to keep a relationship with the dog. I think he's trying to see his ex-girlfriend one time a week.
Oh, you think so?
You know, it's so funny. Somebody just wrote me on Instagram the same thing.
Oh.
I think he's trying to keep the relationship with the girl, not the dog.
Yeah, he's trying to, like this guy just wrote me, he's trying to pry into her life still and see what she's up to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That could be, you know, that could be it.
In there and you get to see me each week, maybe I'll get back in the relationship.
But he broke up with her. Why would he want to get back in the relationship?
Yeah.
It's just strange. You know, just I think he's really trying to get back with the girl. Maybe he made the mistake of breaking up with the girl, and he's just trying to, I'm going to be here every week so you can see me.
No, that could
We're
be
probably
it.
Probably going to get back together.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Melinda from Fleming Island. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Melinda, what do you want to say?
He needs to learn his boundaries, and he's crossed his boundary.
Yeah.
The boundary, yeah.
Like I said, in a divorce, they were in a relationship. It's a dog. There's other dogs in shelters. If he really wants a dog, he can go to the shelter and adopt one.
Yeah, please go to the Humane Society. Lots of those dogs need homes.
There's really, like, it's almost like he's using that as an excuse to see her.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what? If he needs boundaries, if he's having boundary issues, you can get one of those electrified fences.
Maybe he can get a sock collar for him.
And then, like, if he gets if he gets close to the fence, it shocks him so he knows to go away. This is Rashad. Hi, Rashad. How are you?
How's it going?
Hey, good, man. What'd you want to say, Rashad?
Man, I want to say, I don't know what kind of man is he. Does the one to see the dog if they're not married? He's just stringing her along.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be it. Someone
That's
else was saying that, too.
Unless he, like, goes when she's not home, but then does he still have a key? No way.
No. He wants to, like, take the dog to the dog park. Like, she wouldn't let him into her house. I hope not.
I know.
When she's not there. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Lauren.
Hey.
Hey, Lauren. What'd you want to say?
Okay. Wow. Yeah. This issue. So, basically, whether you look at a dog as a child or you're looking at it as a possession, either way, it's not yours. There's ownership in this case, especially prior ownership. It's not like you guys got it together. I mean, you wouldn't ask to go visit someone's kid that wasn't yours if you were dating, maybe if you were married.
Right.
And you wouldn't have visitation rights to someone's refrigerator. You know, it's like, oh, but I used to stock it with butter.
Hey, can I come see the fridge this week? I really miss it. No, I mean, that's a good point. It is a possession as much as, you know, dogs are living, breathing things.
Yes.
But it is your property.
Exactly. You know? I mean,
Exactly. And to some people, emotionally, your child. Here's the thing. You sever a relationship with a human being, I'm sorry, but you severed the relationship with the dog, too. You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
Right, especially since the cake's in the refrigerator, which you no longer have visitation for.
No, that ain't your case.
Yeah, that's thanks so much.
That's right.
Thanks so much for calling. Well, look, James, you know, a lot of people kind of agree with Allison that, you know, it's not your dog and you're not dating anymore. And, you know, it's kind of weird. Go get your own damn dog, basically.
Yeah.
If you want one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't really care what your audience thinks. And I don't need to get my own dog. I already have a dog that I know and want to be with, so whatever. Okay.
Well, I care what the audience thinks, and, I mean, they all agree that you should leave us alone, so please do. I mean, you can't still be in his life and be in my life at the same time you decided to break up, so let's go with this.
So let's go with what?
With, like, leaving us alone.
So, yeah, so just leave, off. Basically, yeah, leave him alone.
Yeah, it's probably
well,
time.
Well, that's really unfair and stupid.
Maybe, okay, well.
You broke up with me, so...
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. You can't really...
So, shoo, get away, shoo. All right, hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.